A Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Huang.
Good morning. Welcome to The Bigger Picture with me, Ryan Huang. What can you expect in the markets today? Well, to help us along, we've got Sunny Hamid. He is the Director of Wealth Management at Financial Alliance. Morning, Sunny. How's your break going so far?
Very well, Ryan. Thank you very much. Going fast, sir.
Okay, so let's jump to things. Over the break, we had a couple of things happening. One of them was the State of the Union address. A lot of issues were thrown up. We had Nancy Pelosi giving a, cynical clap. And we had U.S.-China trade talks happening. He also confirmed the summit that's going to happen between the U.S. and North Korea. So, Sunny, how are markets reading into what happened in the State of the Union address?
Well, I think if judging from how the markets perform overnight on Wall Street, you can roughly tell that it was a non-event. Basically, Trump did mention a little bit about the economy being extremely strong, which is a reiteration of his stand. But the market knows that basically there are signs that the U.S. economy is probably slowing. The question is at what pace. Mm-hmm. So kind of a bit of a market not really believing thoroughly that the economy is chugging along fine. So I think that resulted in Wall Street coming in a bit flat, or there's a slight negative on Wall Street. So I think overall, pretty neutral from the economic standpoint.
Mm. So Sunny, one of the things that I guess people were looking out for was any talk about U.S.-China trade talks. We do have the upcoming meetings next week, and we did have a good run in January. How much do you think success of these trade talks are already priced in? Do you get a sense investors have already priced in most of the positive outcome and we could see a sell on the fact when they do strike a deal?
Yeah, it's a difficult call in a sense that it's very hard to judge how much the market has really priced in terms of trade talks. I would assume the market would like it if really there was a timetable and everybody agreed upon it and it looked as though everything that was introduced will be rolled back on a certain timetable. I think the market would welcome that with open arms. But I think the fact of the matter is I don't think it's going to be easy. I think both sides are not willing to give a lot of concessions. So it could be a protracted kind of talk whereby the deadline may be pushed back further and further. Well, and that would actually just keep markets in a neutral position. So it's a bit difficult to tell, but the rebound has probably priced in somewhat of a success in the trade talk, but just how much, I think, is just left to be seen.
Mm. We're speaking with Sunny Hamid, Director of Wealth Management at Financial Alliance. Sunny, you touched on this earlier. We hear all this talk about the global slowdown, potentially in the U.S. as well, and that's been putting some pressure on the U.S. Federal Reserve to maybe look at slowing down its rate hikes. And now we are even hearing talk about we might see a rate cut. And this comes from former U.S. Fed Chief Janet Yellen. She was in the news in an interview with CNBC. She says this could be a possible move by the Fed the next time it needs to make a policy decision. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, it's been a very interesting past few months, especially coming out from Fed or even ex-Fed officials, in the sense that we've seen very much a hawkish three rate hikes, and then suddenly it becomes two, and markets now expecting zero, and then now we have Janet Yellen coming in to say potentially it could be a cut. But again, I think given what the economy is doing currently, I think between one or even no rate hikes would be probably the situation in 2019. I don't think the Fed wants to rock the boat by going two. And I think what Janet Yellen is alluding to is potentially a cut if things turn in the worst scenario. So I don't think hers is the baseline. Baseline would probably be one. And we could even see a halt to the rate hike if more and more figures come out to show the U.S. economy slowing, and especially the global economy.
Okay, Sunny. And the other thing we're looking at is all these headlines, and we are getting a lot of uncertainty in the markets. One question, I guess, people are asking, where do they put their money? And you're tracking the property sector very closely. Is this a good time to get into the property segment right now?
Well, a lot of people have asked me what to do with their property. A lot of people are really just leveraged up two, three, sometimes even four properties. So the answer to that is my question to them, rather, is, you know, are these properties fully paid up? If they say no, then I say, why don't you try and get them fully paid up by, say, selling two and fully paying up another two? So what you end up with two fully paid properties, which has two benefits. One is basically you're protected from any interest rate risk. meaning to say if as interest rates rise, you don't have a loan. And two, you're protected from what we call a tenancy risk. If no one wants to rent your property, at least you don't have a loan to pay and you're not too worried about it. And you still get an exposure to property because you still have two properties in hand rather than have four and then be exposed to this kind of risk because the economies are slowing down globally. Rates are a bit uncertain. Mm-hmm. So I think you'd rather play safe if I were someone holding on to multiple properties and try and deleverage and get some fully paid up.
Okay, look at deleveraging as a potential option for this year. Thank you so much, Sunny, for your thoughts this morning and your time.
Awesome.
We've been speaking with Sunny Hamid, Director of Wealth Management at Financial Alliance.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.